The threat did not begin with the events of September 11, 2001, but those tragic acts of terrorism certainly heightened concerns that civilian aircraft is vulnerable to missile attacks. To address those concerns, Los Angeles Airport is now doubling as a test center. Defense contractor Northrop Grumman is testing its anti-missile technology on commercial aircraft. Manpads, or small surface-to-air missiles that are easily launched by one person, are the concern. Two missiles targeted an Israeli jet in Mombasa, Kenya in 2002, but missed. And U.S. government and defense industry analysts say that worldwide terrorists have fired on at least 29 civilian planes with surface-to-air missiles since the 1970s. For now, Northrop is equipping 11 Federal Express jets with its Guardian anti-missile pods. The pods have sensors to spot and track incoming missiles and lasers to disable them. Northrop Grumman's Jack Pledger.
When the system locks onto the missile, it fires a very intense laser beam of infrared energy at the missile and knocks it off course.
The system is automatic. There is nothing for the crew to do. Again, Jack Pledger.
Before this, these systems were only used on military aircraft. So we're going to operate in the commercial environment. We're going to see how this concept works in the commercial operation, and we're going to gather data on the system.
Senator Barbara Boxer of California.
Well, we're very hopeful that this will prove successful, that it will prove affordable.
The system costs between $1 and $3 million per aircraft. The U.S. Congress is considering legislation that calls for installation of the system in all commercial aircraft. Paul Sisko, VOA News, Washington.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。